Why you may be tired, may be depressed, may be just listless. I have been tracking the mornings when I wake up with this why bother. It is not going to work. Feeling for a while. I am tired. Even resting doesn't feel good. There is no future, nothing to look forward to. The most exciting thing is the first sip of tea. And the only exciting thing is the same. The sip of tea. One of those mornings was today. You see, having that mood is very harmful. For most people, for days on end, no activity that forwards the action will or can happen, because it feels hopeless, senseless, why bother? And consistency is the key to business success, maybe to any success. I didn't know that. In my whole life I lived like a true bipolar person, alternating periods of overexcited, sleeping little, get much done, with periods of mild to severe depression. Nobody had told me that until someone did. In 1988 I met this dude. He was 10 years younger than me. Almost to the day. Barry. He had a chauffeur to drive him to work and then, at the end of his day back home, he made more money in a day than I made in a year. And I bet still does. He was an advertising client. He said, consistency is the key. I heard it. When he spoke I paid attention. But hearing and hearing are two different things. I didn't know what consistency really meant. I was where most of my clients are. They buy a DNA activation, and hope that they will get what I mean. But they don't mean anything. They just want to get rid of some bad feelings, some bad results. Like a campaign. But the activator won't help until they start to act as if. Act as if they had it open. But it's open. Yeah, so? I am getting old. I live on the second floor of a duplex. So I go downstairs every day to check the mail. On the way up I pretend that I don't need the wall, don't need the handrail to go upstairs. That I am strong enough to just walk up the steps. Yes, pretend. But, unlike you, I put myself in the position to pretend. You don't. At least not intentionally. If a runner waiting until someone chased him would never learn to run fast, would he? And as you see from this example, consistency is key. For everything. Health, wealth, love, fulfillment. Every darn thing. So yeah, not being consistent, playing the campaign game, it's expensive. It can set you back even if it's just a few days the off cycle. Each of those can set you back a few months. But if you thought that is all the trouble inconsistency causes, here is more. Your off mood somehow leaks through. Your I don't want to do it, the mood leaks through and people, like rats, leave the sinking ship. I think this is what people see that gives the quote, people don't care how much you know, until they know how much you care. And then they catch your I don't care mood, and they get scared and they leave. Friends, lovers, customers. Yeah, that leak through is significant and unexpected by most. People seem to want things spelled out for them because they either don't know about this leak through, or don't trust believe it's happening. Leak through can be on the side of life, or on the side of death. In the course sessions I watch, for a course I am doing, the frustration of the leader leaks through. And I experience not remembering a word he said. His frustration blocks me from hearing him. Or books, movies, plays. I think mentoring success is based on leak through. You get the mood, the attitude, the beingness of the mentor, without words. If you just could be present. So you can feel it. I had a first this morning. One of my students shared that she has been trying to listen instead of preparing what she was going to say. Yeah. That is the state where no amount of mentoring, no amount of teaching will reach you. It will reach, at best, your mind, where it will be useless data or rules. Not useful. It is an instance of not allowing. I could have said blocking, but allowing is more accurate. It's not just releasing, it is actually facilitating, inviting it in. Being friendly to it. Whatever you have been not allowing. Why you haven't been allowing. It is all the ego's doing. It wants to preserve the status quo. That's your underscore fill in the blank. Smart? Special? Blameless? Right about everything? Superior? I have, over the years, become masterful at allowing. A capacity is like a door. Like an opening. It can be fully open or partially open. My allowing capacity is 70% open. I only have one student whose allowing capacity is open at all. One. It is that rare. So I have reached my father's level of allowing. He told me once, don't resist, it will be over that much sooner. Truer words have never been spoken. He was a Holocaust survivor, and my hero. What's underneath allowing? If and when I look what's underneath allowing, I think it is a kind of confidence. That I can handle anything. Being called names. Even maybe being hit, violated. Everything and anything. Being able to handle it doesn't mean I like it. Doesn't mean it won't hurt. It only means that I can remain present and do what I need to do, what I can do to be okay. Very high level of beingness. Trusting myself. So because I have become masterful at allowing, I have experienced a lot of leak through over the years from Netflix series, and especially books. None of them non-fiction, none of them telling me what to do. None of them an interpretation by some author talking about them. No, from the inside. Allowing what they do, their attitude, their feelings leak into me, and neither do emotional contagion or sympathetic crying as Gus in the Psych series. I love that series. It had a lot of leak through to me. We could say that series and books, and mentors, are the main way an intelligent person learns to be more intelligent. Emotionally intelligent. And emotional intelligence is maybe more important for life than any knowledge. Why can you learn from novels and movies? And if you don't, why don't you? It is easier to establish the sideways view with a TV character, than being in the middle of the hubbub, like let's say a hostess, or being in the car with someone, or in the middle of an argument. Unless, of course, you too closely identify with the character or the story, putting you in the middle of the hubbub. Or if it is just entertainment. Thrill. Nonfiction. So when a student tells me they just bought another nonfiction book, I notice they will have the words, but not the spirit. No leak through. When you read nonfiction, the mind, Plato's cave, is grooving, because it feels like candy. But the sugar high wears off, and only leaves the predictable depression. The letdown. I know so much. So why isn't my life better? When you read nonfiction, you don't sense, you don't see. See. And because seeing, sensing, is the starting point for any action, any change, any transformation, nonfictions are a sure way to keep yourself from ever experiencing growth or transformation. I am taking this course building class. The lessons are like nonfiction. But the exercises, the workbooks force me to look and see. And every little bit of seeing what I have never considered seeing makes a difference. The effects of the seeing is cumulative like compounding interest, I hope. Every minuscule turn adds to the previous one, and makes the previous one more stable. So far I have only seen a little corner of that holographic universe where my courses, my programs, my energies, my activators can be wanted, appreciated, and used. Here is an example of what I have seen that must have leaked through. I have been worrying that my vocabulary is too rich and people don't appreciate it. That worry has been bleeding through. My virtual mentor, Ishmael from Nathan Lowell's books, uses words you don't often hear spoken. His employees don't hear anywhere. And yet he can create miraculous turnaround in and for people. He isn't worried. He trusts. And he believes. Like life does. My relationship with Ishmael is almost at the bleed-through level for me. What would Ishmael do? What if I did that? What if I trusted like life trusts? I have read somewhere that there are two ways to be. 1. You try not to offend others. So you hide your light. 2. You fly. And those who are ready will fly with you. On Thursday at noon I will have a short webinar for those who bought the Allowing DNA Capacity Activation. No extra charge. Why am I doing this? Because allowing may be so missing, that you have no idea what to do with it. That even if it were open, you would still protect your self-image, your self-concern, that you are right, that you know. And you would waste $25. And, of course, you'd waste your life. Having a life about your self-concern is a pitiful way to live. Trust me, I know. Okay, if you want a stab at the capacity of allowing, here's the link to buy. I'll send you the link to register in the webinar. If you can't be there, for whatever reason, you'll have the recording or the call. Get the allowing capacity activated. https://yourvibe.me/allowingcapacity